So, if you haven't been here since the term began, we started our God series, and we answered a question, does God exist? Last week, we answered, does God hear? And today, we're answering the question, does God care? Through everything that happens in our life, does God care? So, think about that during the whole time that we're here. Think about it. Does God care? So, in our tables, we have two, in twos, I want you to speak, you know, and answer the question, if God cares about us, why is there so much pain and suffering in the world, and why does God not use his power to stop it? So, in twos, speak about it. Go. All right. So before we explore, I want to talk about a guy named Job. All right. We remember Job. We all know Job. He was the man who loved God, served God, did nothing wrong. And whenever even his children would throw parties, he would go and offer a sacrifice to God, you know, and say, God, forgive my children if they did curse you, you know. And, you know, the devil's like, went to God. He was roaming, and he's like, I was in the world, and I was looking at your world. And God, of course, knew what the devil was up to. He's like, oh, have you seen my son Job? He is so sinless, and he does this, and he does that. And Satan was like, okay, you know, it's because you're protecting him. Just remove all this protection, and he will go away, you know. He will curse you, and, you know, he won't be your child anymore. He won't serve you. So God was like, okay, I believe in Job, so you can do anything, but don't touch his life. So the devil went. His wealth all evaporated one day. His children died one day, you know. And imagine how painful it was, one servant after the other, breaking the news to him. Imagine, I don't know, what do you care for? Imagine one person says, okay, you know, Storm died. Matthew died. You know, this and this person is gone. Your car is stolen. Everything is just being, everything is told to you. So, you know, one after the other. Imagine how much pain you feel, right? And, you know, I'm sure Job wondered, does God care, you know, even through this? So now we're going to explore the word of God. You know, keep in mind the story of Job. I'm going to finish my story, right? And the handouts. How does the Bible answer the question, does God care? So in our groups, we're going to explore that. Okay, so could one group send one person for this verse? Exodus 3:7-10, if you have it. Nobody? You have it? Okay, one person.
So I think God cares because in our verse it said that God helped the Israelites get free from the Egyptians because they were slaves to the Egyptians. So I think God cared because he saved his people from being slaves. And yeah.
Awesome. And who has Psalms 103?
We say God cares through his compassion that he has upon us, also from removing our transgressions, also his love for us that he has, and he's slow to anger. He shows his love for us by forgiving us and being gracious to us.
Awesome, that's true. And who has Matthew 6:25-30? Do you guys have it? Okay, who's speaking?
We said God provides, so we shouldn't really worry about what's coming next or what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. He provides for us, and he has a plan for us.
Yes, so you do see from those verses that God cares. He deeply cares for us. John 11 speaks about Lazarus, and how Lazarus passed and everyone was weeping, and we see that Jesus wept. You know, it shows that God, when we are in pain, he is in pain with us as well. You know, he feels our pain, so he wept. How deep is that? And then John 11, 1 to 4 speaks about the Passover and how Jesus was a servant. You know, he was a king, but he stepped down from that throne and he washed, you know, his disciples' feet. He became the servant. He served. Imagine your parents, you know, stepping down, you know, from that authoritative place and serving you in place of you serving them. How you see how they care for us through that, you know. Matthew 9:35-38 speaks of how there were many people who were ill, and Jesus said to his disciples that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And he says, ask God of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. So God commands us to ask God to go and help those that are helpless, you know. So it shows that he does think of us when we are helpless, when we are ill, when we're going through so many things. He thinks of us and he sends those. You know, in Psalms 91, he says he will send his angels concerning you to come and pick you up, to come and save you. So, you know, God does care. So, why does God allow suffering? Now, you know, I was talking about my friend Job, right? And, and you know, I'm sure if you look at him, when he lost everything, he said that God, his wife was like, no, why don't you just curse God and you die? You know, you've gone through all this. Why don't you just curse him? And he said, why must we praise God only when we have good things? We must also praise God when we go through the bad things. So he praised God. And the devil was like, no. And he went back to God. And he's like, no, you just took away things around him. If you go skin for skin, he will surely desert you. And so God was like, okay, you know. He had faith in Job. He's like, okay, you know, go. And he got the boils from feet all over his body. He was suffering. And he tore his clothes, he scraped himself, you know, it was really painful. As you can see here, I'm sure that was Job, you know. And he was suffering. So why do you think God allows suffering? Why? Just think about that. God won't rob us of our free will. Who knows what free will is? Free will is the decision to decide what's right and what's wrong. And so God gave us that. Imagine if God put us on this place, and you know, he was just saying, no, you must do this, you must do that. Is that life? Being controlled by someone, is that life? No. But he gave us the right to do what we wanted and decide whether it's right or wrong, right? And so I'm sure we all know that most evil comes from wrong choices that humans make. Exhibit A, Adam and Eve, you know, they made a wrong decision, and so evil entered earth. And then God gave us free will, so he doesn't intervene when we make wrong choices. I'm sure we all know the phrase that wrong choices have consequences, right? And so when we make wrong choices, we must not expect to live a happy life. There are consequences for that. And then if God stepped in, if God was like, okay, no, you know, don't make this wrong choice, stop, it would destroy what is called free will, right? He would break his promise of giving us his free will, and we all know God is not a God that breaks promises. And we are free to do good and to love, but it has a cost, right? So Deuteronomy 11:26 says, "See, I am sitting before you today with a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn from the way that I command you today by following other gods which you have not known." So we have a choice to choose the blessing or a curse. If you read the Bible, there are blessings, you know, for the good choices that we make. But if we do make the wrong choices, we do suffer. The friends we choose, if they hurt us, if they do things, we suffer. You know, the friends, the things we surround ourselves with, they shape us into who we are and how we live our lives. We live in a spiritual war zone. Did you know that? Besides what we see with our eyes, in the spiritual realms, there is the devil fighting with the angels, you know. There is the devil who doesn't like how we live, and us serving Christ, he doesn't like that. So he's always fighting, you know. He's always fighting. He doesn't know that victory is won, but he will try and bring everyone into, you know, onto his side. So the whole created order is messed up. Remember, I talked about the free will, right? So how the earth is supposed to be, it was supposed to be good. But because of free will, because of the choices we made, this is how the world is now. So wicked. Because of the fall and the rebellion of Satan, right? God has chosen us to be a part of the spiritual. Ephesians 6, we know it. Putting on the full armor. We are in spiritual war as well. When we decide to be God's children, we are in spiritual war. And so the resurrection of Christ in the battle in God's favor, but God's will does not always get done on earth. Do you know that? And that's why when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," right? So at times, God's will does not happen on earth, right? And so one day a new kingdom will come and suffering will all end. In Revelations 21:4, it says that when we go into heaven, there will be no sorrow. There will be no dying. There will be, you know, all those painful things, they won't happen, right? We will live a life that we all longed for, where there's happiness, you know, like, oh, hey, you know, there's no betrayal and all those things. It will be there in heaven. But how we live our lives gets us to heaven. Suffering can draw people to God. Okay. So, you know, sometimes we get comfortable, you know, with our lives. When we have good things, you have your iPhone X and you have your, you know, you have your TV, your own TV in your room. You've got the latest clothes. You have, you know, everything that you want. We tend to forget God. You know, people tend to forget God because life is good, you know. And so sometimes God does, like, you know, my friend Job, his life was good, right? But God sometimes allows suffering to happen so that we draw closer to him. Because when we go through suffering, we cry out to God, and God does hear our cries, right? And God works through suffering to bring a greater purpose in our lives. God communicates loudest in our pain. When we're in pain, that's when we want to draw closer to God. And so God reveals himself through that time. And our lives and character are shaped by suffering. You know, a knife, or, you know, it goes through so much heat, you know, for it to be perfect. You know, a hammer, it goes through so much beating for it to be perfect, you know. So, you know, pain shapes us into who we are. We mustn't let pain destroy us. And people are drawn to God through suffering, as I was saying, and we can help others who are going through suffering. So believe it or not, you know, me, from grade 5, when I moved to Cape Town, I was this confident person. I had, you know, life was good. And when I got to Cape Town, I had no friends, you know, so lonely, when you're lonely, you know, you have no one. And no one wanted to interact with me. And I also went through physical abuse, beatings from people, you know. And I'm wondering, okay, why is God, you know, not there? And through all that, I had people who would come and pose as friends, but they're not friends, you know, and they would turn out to be other people that are, that crush my heart, you know. And then up until, I think, grade 11, I had nobody on my side, no true friend, someone I could call a true friend, no one. Every year, it was a destroyed friendship, it was whatnot, and I was wondering, okay, God, do you love me? Do you care about me? You know? And he introduced me to the song by Kirk Franklin. He knows my name. Is it Kirk Franklin? No. It's Israel. It's Israel. He knows my name. And right now, I think when I was in grade 11, I got a prophecy from one of the ladies here, and she said, God is going to use you as a strong pillar. And this year, so many people have been coming to me to depend on me, to lean on me when they are also down. So sometimes God also uses that, you know, to for you to help other people. And then the cross, the God of the cross gives us hope in our suffering. God entered our world and suffered in Jesus. He experienced everything we could go through. He's with us when you experience suffering. So when we suffer, believe it or not, God suffers with us. He knows our heart. He knows when we go through things, and he suffers with us. He doesn't like us suffering. He doesn't at all, right? And so you mustn't think that you're alone. God does hear you. God understands your pain. Right, he understands everything that you go through. Even when people die in your family, he understands, and there are always reasons. But God is there to give you compassion and peace and joy in everything. He is there to show you that he cares. He's there to be the father that you need. So, wrapping up everything, why does God allow suffering? God won't rob us of free will. We live in a spiritual war zone. Suffering can draw people to God. The God of the cross gives us hope in our suffering. Right? So, experience. In your alone time, like right now, just reflect on what you have learned today that will help you when you experience suffering. When you experience hurt, when you experience pain, when you feel like you're alone, when you feel like nobody really understands you, you know, when you bang that door and you go in your room like nobody cares, you know, what have you learned today that will help you with that? When you don't have those friends, when you don't really get what you want, when things really don't go your way, and you feel like no one's on your side, reflect on what we've learned today. And experience God and how he cares for you.
So we give you our whole heart tonight.
Okay, guys. So before we end, just want to share a story with you guys. So I have my friend Austin, who hasn't been coming to church for the past two, three months. And so I finally got a hold of him on WhatsApp. I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, I just wanted to tell you I'm no longer a Christian. I'm like, why? What's happening? And he told me his story, and he was like, no, I've been suffering. My dad passed on, and so many things have been happening in my life. And I wondered, does God really care? And I see people around me that are also Christians, and they don't seem like they're going through so much pain. You know, it doesn't seem like it. And I just feel like if I'm a Christian and I'm going to be persecuted because I'm a Christian, then it's not worth it. So, God, right now I'm still praying for him, you know. But I just wanted to encourage you that even when you're suffering, you know, like my friend Job, when he suffered through everything, he stayed in Christ. He stayed in God, and because of that, he was blessed twice more than he had, you know, more children, more cattle, more whatnot, you know, the wealth. He was blessed twice more. And so, you know, you saw how God was vouching for Job. Job would never do that, you know. So in the same way, God also vouches for us. CJ would never do that. Tammy would never do that. Peter would never do that. So when you go through suffering, when it feels like the pain is never going to end, it is going to end. God is there. He suffers with you. He cares. So, you know, don't abandon him when he also won't abandon you. Because it's a relationship. So a relationship works in both ways, you know. So, like, just how, like, when you suffer, your parents also feel that pain. I remember with me, I was suffering. My mom would feel helpless. Like, what can I do to help her? So in the same way, God also suffers with us. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for this day where we learned how you care for us in so many different ways. And Lord, I know each and every one of us has experienced pain in every different way, Lord. And I just pray for healing, Lord, if there's still pain, and for understanding, Lord, that they know that, you know, that we know that you care. Even when it seems like it's never going to end, you care. And you know our names, and you know our thoughts, you know our every cry. Before we even say anything, Lord, you know it. And going on forward, Lord, we just ask that you just be there and that you show us your love and that you give us hope in a hopeless world and that you come to our rescue because no one else can rescue us when we are in suffering. We just ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to pray. Amen. So next week, we're going to be talking about, does God speak, right? We're going to be answering that question, does he speak? So we've gone through, does God exist? Does God hear? Does God care? Now, does he speak? Okay, so be there. Thank you.